It happened during the first week of September in 1945. Japan signed formal surrender papers around the USS Missouri in Tokyo Bay and brought an end to World War II. This week, Milwaukee's War Memorial Center marked the 75th anniversary of that signing with a ceremony that included World War II veterans and advice about what it takes to keep nations out of wars. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports.
The figures from World War II remain staggering. 15 million battle deaths, at least three times that many civilians died, maybe many more. In the Milwaukee area alone, nearly 3,000 service members gave their lives defending the U.S. So when World War II veteran Julian Plaster made a comment to the War Memorial audience that wasn't in the script, as he called it, you got the sense he was still feeling the pain of all that death and destruction, right from the start of U.S. involvement.
The military and Pearl Harbor did not give their lives for us. They were stolen viciously and attacked. And many times when I'm out giving a little sermon, people say, you weren't very nice to the Japanese. And I look at them, I say, we didn't start the war, and we sure as heck don't have to apologize for it.
Japan's prime minister did not apologize for the attack on Pearl Harbor when he visited Hawaii 4 years ago. But notably, he offered sincere and everlasting condolences for the victims. He also emphasized the strides that the two nations have made in the last 75 years as allies and vowed never to repeat the horrors of war. Plaster, who served in the Navy in the Pacific and now lives in Milwaukee, told WUWM that part of his concern about war deaths stems from a battle zone experience.
In the night, I was in the tent with six. The next morning, there was only three of us. You lose friends, you don't think too much about it at that time. But as the time goes by, you remember that.
But Plaster is also an advocate for tolerance and respect, saying not everyone has learned the lessons of World War II.
We got to learn to respect our enemies, whether it's in sports, religion, or politics. We just got to learn. We don't have to agree with them, but let's just learn to respect them for what they do or what they believe in.
Another veteran, Bernard Deary, who served stateside in the Army during the war and now lives in New Berlin, also promotes peace.
Well, I wish everybody would just get together and harmonize the whole world, you know. It doesn't seem to happen yet, anyway.
It's not just World War II vets who advise avoiding conflict. Gulf War and Army veteran Michael Kazuda is from Waukesha. Kazuda says his father served during World War II and left a lesson for both individuals and nations.
Be satisfied with what you need, because excess of anything makes you become a person that will want for more.
Kazuda serves on the War Memorial's board of directors and is chair of the center's 75th commemoration of World War II. An On the Home Front exhibit will be inside the center through the end of this year. That display honors Milwaukee manufacturers and workers who repurposed and contributed to the war effort. But the exhibit also includes memorabilia from Milwaukee families whose loved ones served in the war. There's even a Western Union telegram informing a mother who lived on East Kenilworth Place that her son, Lieutenant Commander George William Fox, was killed in action. Center President and CEO Dan Buttry says it's another reminder of the tragedy of war.
I'm a combat veteran, and I will say exhaust all options before you make that decision, because it tends to seem easy to send our young into war, but they can never seem to figure out why we're there or how long we're there.
Buttry served in Iraq in 2003 and 2004. With all the World War II veterans now in their 90s, it may soon be up to the veterans of wars in Korea, Vietnam, and the various conflicts in the Middle East to personally deliver the message of what armed battle is really like. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.